لله الحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه واسال التوبه والمغفره والهدايه انه التواب الرحيم وعفو عنا يا كريم واخذنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حافظ يا الله ألم لله الآخر الله الظاهر الله الباطن الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له فأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنسان إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى said in the Quran al-Kareem I have not created the jinn and the human being except that they should serve me and 40 times during our five times prayer we also repeat what Allah Ta'ala says in the Surah Al-Fatiha إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ only you do we serve and only from you do we beg for help The purpose of our life is to be a servant to Allah Ta'ala. And 40 times a day we promise to Allah Ta'ala that we only serve Him and we only receive help from Him and from nobody else. So what is to be Abdullah? What is to be a servant to Allah Ta'ala? All praise to Allah Ta'ala that again, Alhamdulillah, in good health, that we have arrived to the blessed 3 months. Today is the first of Rajab. Hazrat Hasan, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhu, reports the hadith from Rasulullah in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said as there are people amongst us who are better than others Allah Ta'ala also has created days which are better than others during which the rahmah, the mercy, the forgiveness, the generosity, the love and care of Allah Ta'ala floods this world. And there are 4 of them. Hazrat Hasan radiallahu anhu reports from Rasulullah. First was last night. The eve of the month of Rajab, Laylatul Rida'in. Next one is the middle of next month, Shaaban. Next one is the eve of the end of Ramadan, and the next one is the Eid, is the eve of Eid al-Adha. In a hadith related by Hazrat Subhan radiallahu anhu, he claims that they were walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they have come to a graveyard. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped. He looked at the graves and he started crying. Hazrat Subhan asked him, he said, "O the beloved of Allah, what is happening? Have you received a revelation?" He said, "No, Subhan. What I see is almost everyone in this graveyard are suffering the pains of graves. They are being punished in their graves." And he said that if they would have fasted one night, one day, during the month of Rajab, and spend the night in prayer, they wouldn't have been punished like this. We know for a fact that the months of Rajab and Shaaban are the times which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted most, with the exception of Ramadan. Many Muslims do try to fast 3 days in Rajab and Shaaban, at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. And there are special prayers to do during those 2 months. You have missed the prayer on last night. It is my fault. I should have mentioned it last Saturday. But there is another prayer which is supposed to be done, a sunnah of Rasulullah, during the month of Rajab, which is 30 rakat. If you are going to fast 3 days, you can divide this 30 into 10, and the days you fast, you can pray 10 rakat, a total of 33 times. And it is done, it is 12 rakat, and each rakat you recite 12 times Surah Ikhlas, and 3 times Surah Kafirun. Simple. Now, precisely, where does it fit, these prayers, 5 times a day, or extra prayers, and fasting during the Ramadan, or extra fasting, paying one zakat, making tasbih, going to the Hajj, where does it fit into the realm of being Abdullah, the servant of Allah Ta'ala? Today I would like to impress on you, I feel, something extremely important. We think that we hope to be a servant of Allah Ta'ala by praying more, by paying more zakat, by fasting more, by precisely celebrating the days and months which I have just mentioned, such as Rajab, Shaaban, and Ramadan. And we think that it's only us Muslims can become Abdullah. Allah Ta'ala has created a universe. And in a tiny speck in that universe, which is called the world, us, the human beings, live. In this world, which we seem to be very preoccupied with, which is big and large, this world consists of an atmosphere we call the sky, consists of oceans which cover the vast, the large part of the planet, and mountains and earth, and birds in the sky, and fishes in the sea, and plants and animals on earth, and finally the human being. Some we call it alive, and some we call it not. The sky, the water, the earth, we don't consider to be alive. Now make attention. Of course, there are microbes which we cannot see. There are atoms which we cannot see. But the part of which I have just mentioned now, the creation of Allah, which we call this planet in which we live. This planet is exactly like a big machine, or if you wish, like a big factory which produces things. Now Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, everything in the seven heavens and earth praise Allah. There is not a thing in the creation who do not glorify Allah. But you do not know it. The glorification, the praise, the dhikr the faith of the sky, of the water, and of the mountain, the clouds, the rain, the thunderbolt, the waves in the sea, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the gold in the earth, the iron in the earth, the coal in the earth, the petroleum in the earth, the plants which the earth grows. All this is the glorification, is the tasbih, is the saying of La ilaha illallah, of the air and the water and the earth, which we do not hear, as Allah Ta'ala says. So they do serve Allah Ta'ala because they produce. Earth produces, water produces, air produces. A servant produces, a servant works, and then produces something. one kernel of wheat or corn which you drop in earth, where from the sky comes the water, from the sun comes the light, all of a sudden the one becomes hundred and a beautiful plant. It produces. The orange tree produces oranges. All those yellow things which you say is the repetition of La ilaha illallah and the praise of Allah Ta'ala. And it does not produce apples. It does what it is supposed to do. It does what Allah Ta'ala has created him to do. It produces. What do you produce? What do we produce? Allah Ta'ala says that he has made us a Khalifa of him on this planet, which produces. And in his product they say La ilaha illallah and praise Allah. What do we do? How do we praise Allah as Allah's servant? Allah Ta'ala has made us his Khalifa. The king of these which I have talked about. Allah Ta'ala said that if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have created the universe. Allah Ta'ala said, I have created all and everything which I have just mentioned now for you, and you for myself, says Allah Ta'ala. So we are the managers of this factory. So we are also a part of this factory. The farmer, without him, the corn may not grow. The guy who digs for gold and coal and digs for petroleum, without him, it may not come out. The guy, the shepherd, who takes care of the sheep and the camels and the horses, without him, they may not produce. The doctor, if he doesn't take care of you, or the veterinarian, if he doesn't take care of the animals, we may die. The police, the judge, if he doesn't watch that there is a law and order, the factory may go bankrupt. Do you see? So you, us, and the mountain, and the sea, and the sky, and the plant, and the animal, we all are Allah Ta'ala's servants. We all are one single family. Not only the human beings, but all of Allah Ta'ala's creation. But one most important thing is to understand. Does the plant produce by itself? Does the mountain produce by itself? Does the sky create the clouds and the rain and the thunderbolt by itself? Does the sea create its waves and feed the fishes by itself? You, whatever you produce, do you produce it by yourself? Or we are nothing, none of us, neither the air, nor the mountain, nor the sea, nor the plant, nor the animal, but it is Allah Ta'ala who uses us as His tool. He is the one who does, we do not do. He just uses us in doing whatever He does. So the servant is a tool to the master in producing things. And not only human beings, everything, the air which we breathe, which we inhale, it is oxygen. When we exhale, it is carbon dioxide. Now that simple fact of breathing is producing, but being fed at the same time. For the master also has to feed his servants. Now, the Christian, the Jew, the fire worshipper, and the one who doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala at all, is he also a servant of Allah Ta'ala? Yes. So what is the difference between us here in this mosque on the Friday prayer and the one who rejects, says that Allah Ta'ala does not exist? Or the animal, or the plant, or the mountain, or the water. Perhaps the most important function which a servant of Allah Ta'ala can do is to teach. For he teaches how to produce. Islam or Christianity or Judaism, prayer 5 times a day, fasting during the month of Ramadan is nothing more or less than teaching how to become productive and servant. Why? Ordinarily, when Allah Ta'ala uses us as a tool, we produce. Something comes out of it. A building comes out of it. A field of wheat comes out of it. Order and law comes out of it. Health comes out of it. Money comes out of it. So if you want to, when you are used as a servant, you are immediately compensated. Two things you are not. When you teach, you are not. When you pray, you are not. When you fast, you are not. When you pay your zakat, you are not. When you go to the Hajj, you are not compensated immediately. Therefore, what is it? It is an exercise, it's a teaching to be productive, and it is a declaration. I am an Abdullah. I recognize that I cannot do anything by myself. I belong to Allah Ta'ala, who uses me as His tool, inshallah, good tool, not to destroy, but to build. and I recognize it, and I am thankful for it, and I depend on it, as we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, and I count on His help. That is what fasting and praying and paying the zakat and living as a Muslim is to learn to be Abdullah, who to the one who, whether he wants it or not, he is the servant of Allah Ta'ala. Woe to the one who is arrogant, who says that I do it. May Allah Ta'ala also make them realize that this is the case. Ya Rabbi.
Ya Allah.
Take away from us that which belongs only to Allah Ta'ala, the sifat of mutakabbir. Ya Rabbi, cleanse us of all arrogance.
Amen.
And make us realize, inshallah, that we are Abdullah, the servants of Allah Ta'ala.
Amen.
And may Allah Ta'ala, our greatest fears, may He keep us always as His servant.
Amen.
And never reject us as His servant.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Alhamdulillah, 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 Rabbil Alameen, who has created us in the beautiful form and shape of a human being from a drop of dirty blood, of dirty water. We didn't know how to talk or how to walk. He has taught us how to talk and how to walk. We were hungry, He fed us. We were abused, He slept us. And all during our lives, from the time that we placed our feet on the face of this planet, till He will take us back to Himself, that all our needs He has brought to us before we even realize, before I need them. Ya Rabbi, all those gifts which we cannot possibly count, Your greatest gift is the gift of Iman which You have given us, is the gift of Islam which You have given us, is the gift that You have given us as our guide, our example, our prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, Your beloved. Ya Rab, for all those gifts that we have been unthankful. On the contrary, we are never satisfied. We want more and more and more, as if we would never die. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. Keep us thankfulness and count us amongst Your thankful servants. And sometimes, not too often and never above our forbearance, You test our Iman. You test our faith. You test our obedience to You. You test our love for You. You test us with little hunger, with little pain, with little sickness, with little poverty, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality all belongs to you. And how often do you say in your Quran, and how often do we see in the example of the Prophet which you have sent us, patience, you praise it, say that it is the key to success in this world and the key to paradise in the hereafter. You say it is half of faith, and it is only we need patience to pass those tests. Ya Rab, we have no patience. We don't know what patience is. When we encounter one of those tests, we complain about you. Shame on us. We complain about our Lord to our wives, to our doctors, to our lawyers. Ya Rab, have mercy upon us.
Amen.
Teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us among the faithful servants.
Amen.
Ya Rab, you say, hold on to Islam and do not separate from from each other. Your beloved says, my ummah is like one nation. Your beloved says, if we do not love each other for your sake, our iman is incomplete. Your beloved says that his ummah is like one single body. If the finger aches, the whole body aches. Ya Rab, there is 1,600,000,000 of people who call themselves Muslims on the face of this planet. We don't love each other. We don't care for each other. We don't help each other. We are not united together. We kill each other, hate each other, we destroy each other. Woe to us, for once when we were together, we were beautiful, we were wise, we were strong. People loved us. People even copied us, and people even feared us. Well, look at us today, O Lord, that we have tyrannized ourselves, arrogant that we are, stupid that we are, selfish that we are. Ya Rab, we have separated ourselves from each other. Even the individually, we are like in 1,000 pieces. Ya Rab, bring back Islam together.
Amen.
Bring back unity in Islam together.
Amen.
Ya Rab, you bring back the beauty and the wisdom and the strength back to Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rab, give us wisdom and teach us the reality of Islam.
Amen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المقبل فرد الوان أساطر العصران فكرر الجديدان فاستكل الفرسدان ففرق بروحاه والواح أهل بيته من الصيات والسلام فبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 فصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى ملائكة والمقربين وعلى أهل سعادتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين فرضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وعلى آله أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين